Good morning. Welcome again to the broadcast. We appreciate so much your tuning in today, and it's a joy to have you studying with us because that's exactly what we intend to do today, and that is open up the Bible and study it together. And it is a joy and an honor to have you as a listener today and as somebody who is participating in this study. So let's turn in our Bibles today to Luke chapter 12. We're going to be reading in just a few moments Luke 12, verses 6 and 7. Back in the Old Testament, Solomon said, God is in heaven and you are upon the earth. In Ecclesiastes 5, verse 1, that's where we find those words. Now that's what we're going to be talking about today. God is in heaven, we're upon the earth, so what is the relationship between us and God? What is the relationship between God and His creation? Well, we know from the opening words of the Bible that God made the world. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1, verse 1. So God created everything that we see. God is the one who authored this creation. Now our question today is, what does He have to do with it now? What is God's relationship with it at the present time? Now there's a group of people, and they've been around for many years, who are called deists. Now they say that God made the world, and then after He made the world, He just left it to run on its own, like winding up a clock. When you wind up a clock and then you let it run down, the clock after you wind it up is running on its own. There are people who believe that that is God's relationship to His creation, that He just made it in the beginning, that He created everything that we see, but then after He created it, He just leaves it on its own to run by itself, and someday it's going to run down just like a clock runs down. Well, folks, you think about what that would mean. That would mean that we're on our own. That would mean that God doesn't help. That would mean that God does not intervene in any way, and He never has since He created the world. In other words, all of God's work stopped when He made this universe. What a cold, what a hopeless, what a depressing state that would be. There would be absolutely no need to pray to God if that's our relationship to Him. If God doesn't have anything to do with this present world, there wouldn't be any need to pray, because what good would it do? Oh yes, you could thank God, but if God doesn't have anything to do with this life, if He doesn't have anything to do with His creation, would He even hear that prayer? And then there are some people that go even further. They say that God really doesn't know everything, that He's not aware of all that happens or of all that will occur on this earth. Now, folks, this is not the God that we serve. This is not how God deals with the world. God is not some spectator sitting in heaven and just watching the world and not doing anything in the world or doing anything about what He sees. God is not some interested observer out there who watches what happens in this present life but refuses to get involved. That's not God. And why would anybody even think that to begin with? If you're asking that question, I believe it's a good question, and I believe it is a legitimate question. Why would anybody reach the point to where they have that view of God? Why would anybody imagine in his mind that God does not intervene in this life? I believe that one of the contributing factors here is this. There are people who don't want to answer to God. So they imagine that God is so far off that He really doesn't notice what we're doing, and so we really are not answerable or accountable to God. And that makes them feel free. That makes them feel like that God is not watching them. It's like the people or the person that is described in Psalm 10. He'll never see it. God doesn't know, He'll never see what I'm doing, and He's not going to do anything about it anyway. There were people that thought that thousands of years ago, and there are people that think that today. So on the one hand, when a man takes that view of God, that God is so far off in heaven that He really is not concerned with and He doesn't want to be bothered with His creation, He's just letting it run on its own, and He's just letting us do what we want to do, and we won't answer to Him in the end for it. Well, there are people that think that that is a great way to go. that allows them to do anything that they want to do without thinking about God looking over their shoulder or God watching them and holding them accountable for what they do. But there's a terrible downside to that thinking. Because if God has nothing to do with the world, if God does not hold us accountable in any way and doesn't even care or watch what we're doing, then that means that God is not there to help us either. And that is a scary situation to be in. Thank God that He's not done this to us. God did not put us here and then abandon us. God did not create us and then leave us stranded. Can you think of anything worse, folks? I wonder, how can people live thinking that they have to face their own problems by themselves? How can people survive from day to day with the mindset that with all the hurt and with all the pain in this present life, that the way to cope with that and the solutions, if there are any, have to come from them? What a burden that must be to bear on top of the burdens of life, on top of all the tribulation that we experience in this world. How do people even live from day to day thinking that if they're going to have problems in life and if they're going to live with those problems, it all comes from them? They have to be wise enough, they have to be strong enough without any help from God in order to shoulder those problems. That alone would cause a person, it seems to me, to just give up on life. Now, our scripture today says that God does know. This passage says that God does care, and it implies that God does intervene. Luke 12, verses 6 and 7. Let's read this passage, and remember that Jesus is talking here, and He is talking to His disciples. Luke 12, beginning in verse 6. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. God sees, God knows every bird. That's what Jesus says. Not one of them, not one single bird is forgotten before God. So when you think about all the millions of birds in the world, God is watching every single one of them. And in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, Jesus said He knows when every single bird dies. When a single bird dies, God is watching, and God knows about that. Matthew 10, verse 29 says, not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father. That is, without your Father knowing about that. Without your Father in heaven seeing that and being aware of it. And Jesus says that God even knows how many hairs you have on your head. He knows the smallest details, even things that you and I might think are incidentals. Now, how many people, I wonder, have ever bothered to try to count the number of hairs on their head? How many people would have any clue about what that number would be? And yet God knows. And God knows how many hairs are on the heads of every single person on the face of the earth. Out of all the billions of people in the world, God not only sees every one of those individuals, but He knows every detail about their lives. Now, what an amazing thing that is. When you think about what God knows about us, we have to say this, folks, that God knows more about you than you know about yourself. God knows far more about you than you know about yourself. Now, Jesus is saying to these disciples, you are worth far more than these birds. So if God knows when a bird falls to the ground, if God is aware of every single bird that flies and every single bird that dies, then don't be afraid of men. You see, that's what He's talking about in verses 4 and 5 just before this. He told the disciples, look, when you go out there preaching the gospel and you're questioned, you are arrested, you are even beaten and put in jail and your lives are hanging in the balance, when you're in that kind of danger, don't be afraid because God is watching. Don't think that God doesn't care. Don't think that God doesn't know. And this is why He said, don't be afraid in verse 7. Fear not, therefore, because you are worth more, you are of more value than many sparrows. So if God sees all of this, if God knows every bird that flies, if God knows even the number of hairs that you have on your head, if God knows all these tiny details, then there is nothing that he doesn't see. In Proverbs 15, verse 3, the Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." In Hebrews 4, verse 13, the Bible says, "There is no creature that is not manifest in his sight, because all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." God rules the world, and God cares for his people. You see, that's why the Bible says in Hebrews 13, verse 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." What a great promise that is. Folks, do you believe that God intervenes today? The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5, verse 16. The Bible says that God sends forth angels to minister to serve, to help his saints. Hebrews 1, verse 14. God does see, God does know, God does care, and God does work in the world, often in ways that might seem strange to us if we knew about them. Folks, the bottom line is this. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the scriptures say, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." How does God relate to his creation? Is he just watching and not doing anything about it? Is he just looking and not being aware of what's really going on? No, the Bible says that he is aware of every single detail, every tiny part of his creation. God sees all this and God knows all this. That is the kind of God that we serve. So when we have that kind of faith from day to day, when we have that kind of awareness that God is in touch with his creation, that God does intervene in this life, that will have enormous influence on how we live our lives from day to day. So please think about these things, and I urge you to go back and read these scriptures that we've discussed today. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.